This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Strathcona Regional Director for Cortez Island, Mark Von Esch, recently announced that he had requested for the Southern Cortez Community Association, SCCA, to collaborate with the Cortez Island School by ensuring the school gym for after-school hours for adult sports. And pickleball is reserved for two nights a week on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Pickleball has quietly become one of the most popular sports on Cortez Island. According to pickleballcanada.org, in January 2022, they put out a national release including a survey of 2,000 adults in Canada. According to the results, 8% of Canadian households report at least one household member plays pickleball once per month. This indicates approximately 1 million individual Canadians are playing pickleball as of January 2022. The organization did a similar poll in January 2020 and estimated about 350,000 pickleballers across Canada. This is a tripling increase in pickleball players just in Canada alone over 2 years' time. CKTZ stopped by one of the drop-in games Tuesday night to find out what the hype is all about. Alex Hornby and his partner Darshan Stevens spoke with me in between pickleball games.
How often do you guys come out to do pickleball at the school gym?
We've only managed to secure it for Tuesdays and Wednesdays, two nights a week. And if we could, we would have it every night a week, but there's other things that go on in here, so we couldn't be too greedy about it. And in the summertime, we play, or if the weather's good, we play out back on the sloping asphalt out there. At the school. So then we play as soon as the kids have left the campus. We're out there banging away.
So I've been to soccer before, and when I moved to Cortez, I heard that soccer was the most popular sport on Cortez.
Never. We had ultimate before that.
Ultimate, that's still a thing too.
Beat out soccer for years.
But here we are, there's two nights a week here. Now soccer has Monday nights, but they also do outdoor on Saturdays. But you guys have eight people here tonight, is that right?
Eight people for one court, and often there's more than that. Sometimes it's just four of us, but there's also these red lines here that we can do two courts running the other direction, but this is the back line, and that's the wall. And so it just always smacking your elbow, your head, breaking your paddle over on this metal equipment over there. So we don't really do that anymore. We'd rather just wait for a court to be open. Plus, it just changes the game too much.
So you rotate between four people.
Yeah, like I said, there's often more.
So you were telling me how you first learned about pickleball, or your initial impression of pickleball?
The first thing I heard about it was a sport that old people at nudist clubs play. And so I just assumed that was going to be a little bit fuddy-duddy and a little bit not very fun, but my friends brought the sport to the island and said that you can play with your clothes on, and that of course didn't seem fun either, but I discovered that the game is super fun, and since I played a lot of badminton, tennis, ping pong, automatically able to have a good time out there.
So Darshan, why is pickleball so addictive?
I think pickleball is so addictive because it's a sport that is very rewarding when you first start playing it. Like tennis, for example, is notoriously difficult to learn, and so it's very discouraging, and I think people give up. But pickleball, you can do fairly well at it fairly quickly, and people just get hooked, and then they want to play more. And it can be a little bit misleading, because I think you start off and you're like, hey, I could get good at this, and there's like a plateau that you hit for a very long period of time. You're not really getting that much better, but it's still fun. For me, I thought of myself as being not a very sporty person. I had the classic situation growing up in school where I would get picked last for the teams, or I'd only get on the school teams because I had friends on the team, but then it was just like a horrible experience to play basketball or volleyball or whatever all the sports were. So I thought that I couldn't play sports. And then I started playing pickleball, and after a while of playing, realized yeah, I can play sports, and this is a sport that I could actually get good at. And actually, starting to play pickleball has led me down a whole road of getting really into fitness in general. So it's been like a gateway drug for me for getting into shape and for getting into fitness, which is very cool for me because I never thought of myself as like an exercising fitness type person, and it's been really good for my mental health to get into fitness. So yeah, pickleball has been really good for me and my family. Alex is, my husband is obsessed with it, and it's something that we can do together and play tournaments together, which is really fun. So I finally understand why people like sports. It was a giant mystery to me for the majority of my life. Now I'm like a sporty person because of pickleball.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.